Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do, Cal. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Also, remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. It's at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up on most of the major podcasting sites. Just search SBN or Scuttlebutt. Also, if you like to check out Tom's Tirade, and we got a new one coming up for you today, you can always check out Tom's Tirade on demand at castbox.net. So lots of ways to access the network. We got a packed show for you tonight, so you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He will let us know the special services they offer to our veterans and military members and their families. We'll also speak with Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. He'll get us up to speed on everything that's going on in the, the Ed's empire. Also, suicide prevention takes center stage on Capitol Hill, while some new regulations may actually hinder mental health care for our veterans in the VA system. So we'll give you the details there. And, of course, Tom's Tirade, a new one on We Won't Get Fooled Again. Hopefully. You don't want to miss it. But I don't know, Tom. I know we don't have a delay. So was there a lot of the bleep button in that one?
Yeah. Yes, there's a few bleeps. But, you know, when you feel like saying it, you just got to put it out there, then let the station clean it up.
Oh, well, there you go. It's kind of like Congress. I mean, they pass crappy laws and hope for the courts will clean it up. So,
well, it's kind of like some of the veterans events that some of our soldiers and Marines and other personnel have been involved in. They just kill them all, let the Lord sort them out.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, too. There you go. So, anyway, if you listen to the tirade, you can sort it out for yourself. Hey, but first we're going to kick off. You know, the effects of the Hong Kong flu on the population have been discussed by the politicians and pundits until they've largely come full circle. They're talking about the same stuff they did at the beginning. One of the lesser discussed topics is the effect of the lockdowns and limitations and shutdowns and everything else on the mental health of Americans. For some reason, that, you know, that tends to get shoved to the side. Of course, the World Health Organization, if you believe anything that comes from them now, apparently they've decided that these lockdowns don't really work. Well, thank you. What is it? 6 months later, they finally figured that one out. But that
took a long time to wake up
for. Well, yeah, that, and I guess it just depends on what China wanted to tell them. But anyway, hey, but if the numbers from the military are any indication, then the cure for this flu may be worse than the virus itself. And Tom, these are some disturbing numbers. I mean, there's no other way. They're shocking. They're disturbing. But military, over the past 6 months, military leaders are saying active duty suicides are up 20% during this pandemic. That's just hard to believe. And I know that it's been discussed, Tom. You've heard a lot of that from some corners of leadership on the national level, Tom. That, you know, that you have people, what is it, you know, they kept the liquor stores open, so drinking's gotten worse,
right,
which
right.
led to, you know, what's all kinds of spousal abuse and child abuse, and, you know, and even the suicide rate for kids is up. But when you talk about, you know, a 30% rise or a 20% rise in general, I mean, that suicides, the 30% rise, Tom, that suicides in the Army are up 30%.
They're up 30%.
Over the last and you know,
well, you know, I really don't understand that, Cal. In that, I mean, our military is confined to certain areas anyway, and a lot of occasions they're confined to the barracks. They're confined maybe to the barracks in the area that they're working on now. And we have a lot of our guys that have been brought back from overseas, and they didn't say whether these guys had come back from missions and had this problem, or whether it was just a percentage of the overall unit, you know, whether they had been overseas or not been overseas. So we don't really have any idea what might be causing this.
Well, they don't, Tom. Much of the data is incomplete. I mean, they're pulling rough numbers in a lot of ways, but you still have folks in the Army and folks in the DOD who are indicating this 20 and 30% jump in military suicides. And what you have is you have folks who are saying, well, you know, we really can't say it scientifically yet, but you can look at numbers and look at a graph and see where the numbers have gone when it comes to this.
Right.
There, you know, you have Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. He said in an interview with the Associated Press, he says, you know, quote, we cannot say definitively that this spike in suicides. Now, he's also talking about murders, which is entirely different. But he goes on, is because of COVID. This is back to his quote. He said, but there's a direct correlation from when COVID started, the numbers actually went up. Now, Tom, it may simply be that, you know, idle hands are the devil's playthings or whatever the old quote is.
Workshops, yeah.
Is it workshop? Okay, I've heard it. I guess there's a number of different ways. But, you know, when you think about it, Tom, when you've got these military members, and think about it, because we talk about this when someone gets out of the military and becomes a veteran, and the veteran suicide problem is they're not plugged in.
Right.
They don't have a mission. They don't have something going on. So COVID hits, Tom, and suddenly what's happening? These soldiers that are supposed to be training, and they're supposed to be, you know, continuously active with a focus and a mission. Suddenly, Tom, you know, they're sitting around with a mask on going, geez, you know, I wonder if we're going to be able to play, like, you know, Call of Duty today on the Xbox. And suddenly, you know, they decide, oops, there's nothing else for me to live for, or I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go kill somebody. Yeah. I'm not trying to sound flip about it, but think about it, Tom. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
We basically shut the military down to you know, for the most part.
Yeah, and we've taken their mission away now. Their only thing that the guys that are back stateside are probably doing, and the majority of them are, you know, studying and probably getting gear refurbished and cleaning the weapons and getting everything rebuilt and replaced and repaired so that, I mean, we don't know. We might have to go tomorrow.
Well, it's very true, Tom, but I know, you know, having been in the Marine Corps, you have to realize you can only clean your weapons so many times.
Oh, no, they never told my sergeant that.
Oh, I'm not saying that they didn't realize it, but you realize that eventually that weapon is clean.
Oh, it's clean.
And you can only polish your boots so many times.
Oh, yeah. But when they get dust on them, they want you to do it again. They'll step on it with their heel and fix it.
Right, they're the ones running around with baby powder so it gets on everything. Anyway. Yeah, and then they send you outside to rake the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, anyway, more information, scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Trained in combat, hand to hand.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. We post a lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN, and you know, a lot of the stories that we talk about on the show, I will post information to the Facebook page or to the Twitter feed. Every now and then, I'll post something to the Twitter feed, and folks go, "Well, you know, hey, where did that come from?" Yeah, and it every now and then, I'll find a recipe that I like, and I want to make sure I save it, so I throw it out there on Twitter and just see how people comment on it. I'm sure Tom does the same thing when he tweets.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, like really. My tube radio doesn't do that.
Well, you may have to tweak it rather than tweet it, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have to tweak my radio, and sometimes I have to pull, you know, one of the tubes out and put it back in and reset it and get the radio to come back on, you know.
Well, then you have to crank it, don't you?
Well, you know what? Well, now I got this line that goes off of there. It goes down to this big old battery sitting over on the floor.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those battery operated radios.
Oh, okay. Well,
except the battery come out of a golf cart.
Well, anyway, we'll get back to the news here on the Scuttlebutt. It's always a pleasure.
You know that.
To be joined on SBN by Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Hey, Bill, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for putting up with us.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's always a trip, I tell you. I hope you've been staying healthy and staying away from the China virus.
He did, but I didn't.
I heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got slammed. But, you know, well, I thought I was coming to see you, but I didn't want to come way, you know.
Your reservation wasn't ready yet.
Oh, so. No. Yeah. Nope, not yet. But, you know, last time I was out there your way, though, you showed me your cremation garden. How's all that coming along now?
It's coming along great. For those of you that have never been out there, it's just absolutely beautiful. We had it landscaped so that we have virtually color year-round. It's an amazing garden that we have, especially for cremation. It has individual features that contain several niches and features that families can choose to place their loved one's urn in.
Darn. Well, can a veteran and his spouse be placed in the same niche?
They can. We have companion niches that contain two urns, that will hold two urns. Okay. Then we have those that are single individuals. And you can even have the single individual side by side. So,
How is this displayed? I mean, these niches are, is this some kind of wall or something or what?
Well, yeah, it's a granite, for the lack of a better term, a small granite building that has compartments that are called niches. Those compartments are separated by a door, and then on the outside of that is a faceplate that would be made of granite. So the person's name and date of birth, date of death can be engraved on that granite, or it can even be a bronze plaque attached to the faceplate.
Okay, so you have your choice of that?
You do. Okay. You do. Yeah, and different features have different ways of memorializing that person with their name.
Now, is there a big cost factor and all for this, or do you lease it? What, I buy it, or what?
No, it's actually, we are promoting this garden. We have been for the last several months in that when a family chooses a feature there, a niche space, their cremation is actually free. It is discounted where the actual cremation cost is free.
Really?
Yes, and so that has been well received by our families.
So you buy the niches like you buy a plot.
You do.
Okay.
At a fraction of the cost when you factor in the marker, the faceplate is included in on the price.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, if you're going to give the price of the cremation. You know, you talking about some money there?
Well, you know.
That's a big savings.
Being that we're one of the very few funeral homes that have our own crematory.
Right, yeah.
So the loved one never leaves our care until the urn is returned to the family. So that is a comfort in itself.
Sure it is.
Their person is never going to get lost or mishandled or
yeah,
anything
we've seen,
like that.
We've seen and heard some really weird stuff at some of these places and
There have been horror stories. Yes.
There are horror stories about how some of these dear souls have been treated, you know, and the family didn't even know it, didn't realize it,
right.
Didn't even know it was happening.
Right.
But we don't have that problem with your
Not at all. Not at all. We have so many checks and balances to ensure that the integrity is always there.
Well, now this is for everyone. I mean, this little garden that you've got there?
Yes. Now, we have several features scattered throughout that garden, but we're recently dedicating or going to be dedicating a special section for our veterans and their families.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes. In fact, we would like, at this time, I'd like to invite all of our listeners to come out November the 8th, Sunday, November the 8th at 2 p.m.
We're going to have 2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay.
Yes, we're going to have an official dedication of that veterans section.
I want to see this.
We have installed a 10,000-pound granite feature.
Hurricane's not going to move that.
That is a hunk of rock there. But on that granite feature, it has the bronze medallions of the five branches of service. And in the center of that is a large flagpole, holding Old Glory.
Oh my goodness! That's
so
awesome.
We're very excited about.
We're talking about that and the size of it and how much it weighs and all. I relate that to the Marine Corps plaque and the items that we had posted over at the battleship during that last big. You know, I guess it was Katrina came through there and washed mm-hmm. everything down, and I think they found all of our stuff. You know, about by the fence out by the highway. You know, so. If you go into the gift shop and come out of the gift shop headed to the gangplank and go aboard the ship, you will see our new piece of stone that's there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking it's kind of like yours. It probably weighs 10, 15, 20,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be moved.
We actually have a feature that weighs 45,000 pounds.
Really?
That, of course, as you can imagine, we had to have a very special foundation put in to
I can imagine.
To hold that.
Yes.
But We invite everyone to come out to see this beautiful garden. It's really unlike anything that you'll find in the Southeast.
Well, now you said that it's not just for veterans, though, right?
But that is correct.
You have a veterans section.
Right. We're going to have this new section is going to be dedicated to our veterans and their families. We have several other features for non-veterans, but this is going to be very special. I've always dreamed of having this this section.
That's neat.
To honor the greatest Americans ever.
You know, and then there's plaques for each branch of the service, as well as Old Glory Fire, and you say, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you're cremated and your urn is placed in these niches, can you still have a military honor ceremony?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have that quite often. The branch of service will come out. They'll have the folding of the flag, a plane of taps presenting the flag to the next of kin. And so it's still a very moving experience for the
family. It is awesome. And I really don't want to get off of it, but I've got another question that's popped in my head. Mm-hmm. And that is that so many people have died during this pandemic and we haven't been able to have regular funerals. Do you foresee where we're going to start having some ceremonies after this clears up some more, just for these people that have already been buried?
Yes, we have invited all the families that have been impacted by this during this time that they are welcome to come back and have a larger ceremony, a celebration of life of their loved one.
Right. Okay.
So we're looking forward to the day when this is just going to be a very bad dream. I told someone the other day, I plan on having a mask-burning ceremony here very soon, I hope. I'm so sick and tired of wearing these. We have to do it.
Well, you know, and we're going to have to do it because, you know, as I said, I got hit with it between that and the pneumonia, like took the old man out. But, you know, and I thought I was wearing a mask all the time, but undoubtedly I wasn't. So, but, man, it's been a pleasure having you on board.
It's always good seeing you.
Such an outstanding job.
Well, thank you.
Out there, and you certainly take care of our veterans and veterans' families, so. If you have any need for their services, be sure to call out there and ask for Bill or one of his fine people that work at Serenity Gardens and their funeral home there, and they'll certainly take care of you. I assure you, I've been there with funerals and families. I know they treat you right.
Well, thank you,
your boy, buddy.
Thank you so much.
See you on the 8th.
All right. Look forward to it.
Yes, sir. And we'll have another report here from Mr. Nick. From over at Ed Seafood Shed when we return on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline, and Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed.
And it is a pleasure to be joined by Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Nick, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
What's going on over there, man?
Today was salmon cakes. Atlantic
I saw that
salmon cake.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yes, I went old school, but I didn't use them out of a can, and I cooked some fresh salmon up, and then I chopped it up and put some panko in it and some romelade, and then we fried and grilled them, topped them with a sour cream and dill sauce. They were legit.
My mouth is watering already.
I was looking for you today. I thought you'd show up. Here, just smell it in the air.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Yeah. I had had a commitment. My son came to town, and we had to go to see a doctor with him and check all that stuff out. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do when it comes to your youngins.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he is sick.
You got to stay safe.
And
safe at the restaurant.
Even though he is 60 years old.
Yeah, he's my older brother.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, but I see you're changing some. I mean, we've been talking about it here the last few times that you've been on the air, that you were making some changes to the menus at both the Ed's and over at the Squid Ink, and trying some new stuff just to see how the people like it. And
we added brunch on downtown a few weeks ago. The city has allowed folks on Dolphin Street to actually put some chairs and tables in the street, and they created a blockade, and it's been a really good for the guests. I feel like, you know, since the pandemic started, that Mobile downtown was impacted the most out of all of our brands that are in the different areas. But, you know, as of late, the last couple of weeks, they have they're making a comeback downtown, and, you know, we're still at 50% capacity. We're still wearing masks. We're still being, you know, safe as far as what we do, and I feel like they are too. But downtown,
right,
picking up, that brunch breakfast is really doing well, and so is Ed's. I mean, their brunch breakfast has exceeded all our expectations, and we're meeting new friends.
Oh, yes.
You got a great location outside. I'd say the best on the causeway as far as looking out. You know, you got some TVs out there, 50-inch. You can watch football. You can have a Bloody Mary. You can have coffee. You can tell lies. You can have a chicken and biscuits.
Oh, that sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah.
I didn't
say lies. I just said fabrications.
Okay. I can fabricate a few.
So that's been awesome. I mean, this Saturday is a great event that they're having down the street at the 5K, which is the Broads Against Causeway, which is an awesome event supporting breast cancer.
Right.
And Kathy's done a great job organizing that, and we're going to kind of be there before and after. So they're going to come Friday night, and they're going to register there. They're going to be down the bottom patio having a little bit of fun. And then Saturday they'll go 8 to 11 or at 12 o'clock, and they'll come over to the restaurant afterwards, and we'll offer some breakfast for them as well. So it's going to be a really, really cool event. They've done a great job.
Well, you keep talking about breakfast. I think you should reiterate the fact that now – that you do have breakfast at Ed's shed, not only just on Saturday and Sunday, but you have it Monday through Friday as well now.
Every day. You know, when breakfast is over, you got to give us about 15 minutes to reset and get ready to do the fried shrimp and the grilled shrimp and the grilled swordfish with roasted corn and all that great stuff. But Ed's has turned into a really fun atmosphere and place to be.
Right.
I love being there, hanging out and working a little bit.
It's great customers. It's a great atmosphere and some awesome food and good personalities of the people who work there. But one of the things that all of our veterans need to remember is that go in there and get that battleship bow. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And every veteran that comes in gets a really good discount. And, you know, we'd love to honor them while they're there. It's a huge part of what we do. We got a surprise coming up in a few weeks. That's going to be pretty cool. I think the veterans will all go ooh-ah, and it's just humbling, all the stuff that you and Cal do as far as your association and what you're trying to do for the veterans, and then how hard you work with businesses like us, making us aware of the opportunities to help the vet. So,
well, you know, Nick, what we've found as veterans is if we want to get something done, and we find that we need to do it ourselves, or generate it, ask somebody to help us, and or get people to work with us like you guys do, and in turn we are able to reach our ultimate goal, and that is to let everybody know that, you know, don't forget the veterans. You know, if it wasn't for the veterans,
absolutely,
we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. You guys keep doing what you're doing. We're just happy to be associated with you guys, and we know you. Well, I know you two love to come and eat for sure.
Oh yeah. We know the way.
And Cal is a I'd say a little bit of a chef.
Oh yeah. I like to hang around him when I'm not around Ed's because I know he's gonna cook something.
Oh yeah, he can wax poetic about it all, and he has a clear understanding of what happened.
Oh yes, yeah, and he knows how to grill
and
too. So
and then you get to eat it.
There you go.
Oh yeah, that's the best part of it.
I love chakal. Chakal is the best part of the day.
Oh yeah, man.
All right. All right,
thank y'all for having me, and have a great night.
All right, Nick. Take care, buddy. Appreciate you guys working with us and continue doing what you're doing. You're doing an outstanding job, buddy.
Thanks. Come see us. Bye-bye.
All right, we will, man. All right, Mr. Cal.
Oh, well, it is always great to have Nick on. And, you know, just a couple of things because we're coming up against a break here. But you've got a couple of bills that have moved forward from the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. They're both concerning veteran suicide prevention legislation. And, you know, it's great that they're working on this. They are doing some of these grants where they provide grants to charities and other non-governmental organizations that are focused on mental health. And, it, you know, it's kind of a back and forth. That, you know, there's a lot of compromise. Again, you know, Tom, you and I have talked about nobody wants to be the ones that say, oh, we didn't pass XYZ for the veterans.
Right.
And, you know, so part of it, I think, is that they came to a compromise because it was veterans related. But, you know, Tom, when we look at the numbers that we just talked about suicides in the military, you got to think that somehow that's going to translate to veterans' suicides at some
point. Sure it will.
So hopefully, you know, I know the government has tried numerous measures in the past. Hopefully, this may be able to move a step forward. But like you and I have said before, Tom, one of the best things you can do is just reach out to those veterans that you know,
right,
and make sure that they don't fall between the cracks.
Right. Give them help when they need it.
On the other side of the absolutely. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on We Won't Get Fooled Again. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
For many Americans, the year that has been 2020 is one that they simply want to go away. And yet we still have a quarter to go with much left to undertake and encounter, including a hotly contested election for president. With the House and Senate up for grabs, we still face the final menace of the panic pandemic, with numerous blue states still closed for business and many of the 10-pot blue state governors and mayors threatening not only your personal life and liberties, but also the religious freedom of entire groups.
You know, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues.
Of course, what do you expect from the man who had no problem stealing private property without any constitutional authority?
So I'm going to sign an executive order that says the state can take ventilators and PPE from institutions.
And although they have been hidden from the headlines of the Main Street media in order to tamp down the growing revulsion of middle American pre-election, the peaceful protest,
I'm using air quotes and smiling on that one, okay?
Actually, the riots and looting and destruction of personal property, lives and dreams continue in the major Democratic communist-run cities throughout the nation under the faux banner of Black Lives Matter, or is it the Green New Deal? Or is it to kill capitalism? Or is it another round of, I need a new set of Jordans, a flat TV screen, and some gin and juice for the weekend? Whatever the excuse, the rape and pillage of America continues. Portland is now on 140 days under siege and counting, with cover from candidate Joe Weekend at the Bidens.
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore. I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh? Oh! Push for it. It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Larry, what?
Really?
Hi, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Oh, Bernie, you animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Then Kamala.
I slept with the other slick Willie
Harris. We, the American patriots, find ourselves subjected to the ongoing pedantic sophistries of such Mensa midgets as LeBron James and Alyssa Milano. Neither of whom stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but both of whom purport to be experts on topics ranging from alleged systemic racism to climate change. Although LeBron might be better served focusing on his basketball before he loses to the woeful Miami Heat, and Milano might want to figure out how to pay her debts and resurrect the TV show In Search Of to find out where her career went. What I think is most disturbing is that much of the discord in our nation that is being stoked by progressive political leaders and the cult of personality is being acted upon by young, educated, privileged white kids. Not those whom you might think would be storming the streets searching for justice. Yep. It is those with mountains of white privilege who are largely responsible for the grassroots efforts to overturn the very foundations of our nation, who vilify our founders and institutions such as our military, our veterans, and our police. They seek to destroy that which they do not understand after years of indoctrination at the hands of the progressive public education system and the mind-numbing bleeding of the leftist state-run media outlets and the newfound platform of social media. Unfortunately, this is nothing new in our nation. We saw it in the counterculture of the 1960s, which brought us stellar citizens such as cult murderer Charles Manson, the terrorist Black Panther movement, and the cop-killing Weather Underground led by Obama's pals Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. So while the hippies of yesterday are now the anti-American leaders of the new progressive democratic social communist Marxist Party, we can turn back the clock and listen to the prophetic words of Joe Friday from the classic TV show Dragnet with a little advice from our misguided youth.
You just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights? They're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. You've probably never seen a quarantine sign in your neighbor's door. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Probably none of your classmates are crippled with polio. You don't see many mastoid scars anymore. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business.
I don't think that we're telling you to lose your ideals or your sense of outrage. They're the only way things ever get done. And there's a lot that still needs doing. And we hope you'll tackle it. You don't have to do anything dramatic like trying to come up with a better country. You can find enough to keep you busy right here. While you're at it, don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights. because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time you may be the one to get it. We remember a man who killed 6 million people and called it social improvement.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years, and by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
I don't think I could have said it better myself, except that Joe forgot to warn these members of the progressive zombie army that with liberty at stake in the very future of our nation in the balance, true American patriots, and that includes us old-timer veterans, will stand and defend the Constitution once again, with our lives if necessary. You might want to remember that the next time your pasty, pudgy, overprotected, privileged white ass steps out on the streets to destroy another business, burn another block, deface another veteran's memorial dedicated to those who fought for your right to whine, or threaten hardworking Americans who pay taxes so your sorry ass can walk the streets under police protection, if you want to play for all the marbles, you got it. Just remember, your participation trophy this time just might be a red badge of cowardice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Just remember, the older we get, the less the death penalty really scares us.
Teenage Wasteland. It's only Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wasteland. Oh, yeah. Teenage Wasteland. They're all wasted.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I hate to talk over the Who. That's a great song, but
you really know how I feel.
I guess I pretty much, yeah, I like the red badge of cowardice.
Well, you know, it's all true, you know. And most of the people, especially our older veterans, our older people, they understand where I was coming from, you know. And some of the younger people might not, but hey, it is what it is. Let's move on, you know. A life sentence is not too damn much for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, considering you're going to live like 173, Tom. Still a little bit for you.
Oh no no, nope. I'll be run out of breeding stock by then.
but a lot of good information there in the tirade, and I think some common sense there in a lot of what you had to say, Tom.
It was 90% of it was just common sense, and you know, people need to wake up and realize where we've been, what we've done, and how we got here.
Well, and you know, Tom, and I think we'll talk about it a little bit more next week, but I think there's a push to pry the veteran vote away from President Trump. I think there have been some very active ideas about trying to do that, because I don't think they feel like Biden can win without it. So we'll talk about that a little bit more next week, but really enjoyed the show with you tonight, Tom. Hey, God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We thank you for listening to The Scuttlebutt. We will catch you on the other side.
Hurrah!